this thing wobbles.
Oh, is that what's been doing that the whole time? I bet you're right.
Yep.
Wow. No, there's something else. I think it's... There's something else still. Who knows what it is? Oh, I bet it's that.
Yeah, but this also was just like...
Yeah. Ugh. Sound quality, Colin.
I mean...
We have the worst sound quality.
It's not so much sound quality as it is table quality.
Look,
if your table didn't like rock and rattle it just by the slightest touch.
Look, you want to buy me a new table, I would take a new table and some chairs to go with it so you don't have to sit on steel folding chairs.
They'll just collapse. Because you're a tub.
I know.
I'm a tub too.
We're a couple of fat fucks.
Yep.
Welcome to the Merry Christmas to from the Loud Neighbors. Yeah. This isn't a proper Christmas episode this year. I'm not going to put in the Jingle Bells chime behind the intro.
I mean, are we just going to do the tolling of the bell?
Oh, for fucking Brody Lee?
Yeah.
What a sad thing.
That sucks.
Yeah, man. That's fucked.
Only 41.
41. Wasn't even drug-related.
Or COVID.
Or COVID. Or suicide. You know, the normal trifecta for wrestlers.
Right.
I don't know if COVID's a normal wrestler.
It's not.
But drugs and suicide are usually
I would assume
what
wrestlers usually aren't too badly affected by COVID unless they're older.
No, probably not. Well, probably not.
If this shit hit in the 80s, there would be rashes of dead wrestlers because of all the steroids and heart issues.
Yeah, because they have so many fewer steroids in wrestling today.
I mean, they very clearly do have fewer steroids in wrestling today. They're still there, but...
All right, fair enough. I mean, Scott Steiner still wrestles, so, like, there's less people using steroids, but there's just as many steroids
being used.
Being used. Hi, Colin. How was your Christmas?
It was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got some things.
What'd you get?
I sent you the picture, but I got a collector's edition, 50th anniversary collector's edition of Star Trek, the original series.
So that's
all the original series on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
The first six movies on Blu-ray
and
the animated series.
That's a good fucking collection,
that
man.
That is. I had asked just for the movies because I got the next gen movies.
Yeah.
For like $20 at Suncoast.
Sure.
And, I was like, that'd be a good present. Give me that. And Doria was looking and looking and looking. She found a couple. She kept finding stuff. And she'd send me. She's like, this? I'm like, no, not that. And then she found that one.
Yeah.
And she was like, is this it? And I'm like,
Yes.
It wasn't. It really wasn't that expensive considering everything you got. I think it was like $80.
Oh, fuck. That's.
Right.
That's less than a season of the original series on DVD when it came out originally. Like those
it
yellow.
So expensive.
Those yellow pillbox.
Yeah, but those were fucking. Those were DVD / HD DVD hybrids.
No, mine aren't.
They're not. The first ones were.
No, mine are the original just on DVD when it came out on DVD. There were no HD DVDs yet.
Hmm.
There was that hybrid one is when they re-released the HD versions on KXVO.
Mm.
But mine is like just unedited original series.
Gotcha.
Original DVD release in these weird red, blue, and gold pill boxes. And they were $80 a season. I mean, I got them all for dirt cheap because I found them on clearance at GameStop. Of all places.
Sure.
When GameStop was briefly selling used DVDs.
So, I got that. And I got a 40-pound dumbbell.
Nice.
It was the only 40-pound dumbbell in Omaha, apparently.
So, you're going to get jacked?
Yeah.
Is it just one 40-pound dumbbell or is it adjustable?
No, it's just one.
Oh, what are you going to do with one 40-pound dumbbell?
Curls.
You can curl 40 pounds? Yeah. Wow. What? You're jacked.
I'm not, though. But
40 pounds is a lot of fucking weight for a curl for fucking out of shape tubs like us, man.
I've always had a decent curl.
Yeah.
And it's always been a couple of things I've been pretty decent at doing. Mm-hmm. But I've been kind of building myself up with the kettlebell I bought a while back. I haven't really exercised in like 3 weeks though, because I fucking hurt my hip again, or my back and my hip flexor.
You doing that kettlebell exercise from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where you like you jerk it back and spin it around?
No. No, not so much.
You're not following the master's fitness guide? I bet you're eating a bunch of... What the fuck was the candy he was kept eating? God damn it.
I don't remember. His
fucking Thin Mints or something.
So yeah, I got that, and Doria's mom, she works part-time at Target.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm tracking when those are coming in, so if you want another one, I'm like, I don't need 240 pounds. I was like...
I only use my right arm.
I was like, if you get me a 30-pound, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to curl both arms at once. I'm not trying to save that much time.
Right.
I don't know. Because it's not like I'm doing 100.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be getting that. And then my buddy at work, Tim, he got me, he found Enterprise Season 1 on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Gave it to me. I'm like, well, now I need to collect the rest of it. Thanks a bunch, jerk.
It's a good show, though.
We found it for $5 at fucking Big Lots.
Well, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a deal.
Damn it, now I have to go to Big Lots all the time and try to find the rest of it.
Yeah.
So.
Man, I haven't been in Big Lots for years. I used to go there... remember when HDMI was new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. All right. Thank you, cat feeder, for your opinions. Remember when HDMI cables were new and expensive?
Sure.
Big Lots had them for like $10. So I would just go in there every now and then and stock up on HDMI cables.
Yep.
Well, other idiots were paying $100 for gold-plated monster cables.
Fucking expensive when they came out.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Well,
it could literally be a clothes hanger.
The ones we sell at the place I work are also very expensive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you sell the rubes.
Yeah.
You sell it's rich people tax. They can afford to pay too much money for something that makes no difference.
Oh, no, it makes a difference.
It probably has, it won't fail.
That's the big thing, is they last a long time. Like, all the ones we've...
Like, mine all... Unless the reason I bought piles of them. Physical
damage to it, they're usually pretty fucking solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the cheap ones I get will just randomly fucking stop functioning.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? How does...
Yep.
Okay, all right, whatever.
I might... If I ever finish my basement, I'm changing to when to if now.
Oh, Jesus.
Just let's be realistic here.
Just do it.
I know. You say that, but fuck, it's so hard. It's so much work.
What are you stuck on now?
I just haven't done anything. I kind of want to take a couple panels off and make sure that fucking mold hasn't crawled behind anything that I've already hung. But I don't think I looked before I hung things, and the mold was very fucking isolated to the places where it was, so I should be fine, but I'm just, you know.
Did you paint over it with Kills?
Something like that. It's just this fucking primer.
It's a mold inhibitor?
It's a mold-killing primer, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
So, yes. So, I don't know. I'm just lazy. But whenever I finally do that, I'm probably going to... upgrade my home theater system down there to, you know, 4K HDR
projector and screen.
Probably not a projector, because they're never as good.
Oh,
they're never as good.
That's not a fact at all anymore.
Even when people like you say that, that's then they show it to me and I'm like, oh, I have a single tiny, there's a nightlight on and the whole screen's washed out.
Ugh. Yeah, you got to pay for the good ones, but they're fucking ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Like, bright enough that you'd see them in a well-lit room.
Oh, look at all the weird fucking distortion around the edges of it.
Yeah, like the newer laser projectors. Outrageous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know that it's necessarily worth it, other than you get a huge screen out of it. That's really the advantage.
So,
but you can get an 85-inch fucking LCD
for
$3,500.
The other thing I have to look into is latency. I don't know what projector latency is, but I bet it's more than just a normal TV latency, which is already bad compared to old TVs. For playing.
I think it depends on the style of the projector.
That's true, but I mean...
But I see what you mean.
Like...
I mean, I have clients who play video games exclusively on
projectors. But people also play shooters on console, so I don't... What do you want from me?
Yeah, and they're playing shooters on consoles on projectors.
Yeah. They're scrubs.
Yeah, maybe.
They're scrubs. I can't play level 15 Tetris with latency. It doesn't work. In level 15, the pieces don't fall anymore. They appear at the top of the screen, and then they're at the bottom of the screen. It's insane.
That bad?
It's fast. I'll launch up some of the fucking hard mode Tetris for you if you want to see how fucking fast Tetris can go.
I don't, because it sounds terrible.
It's so much fun. Tetris is great. So what'd you do this week? Anything fun other than Christmas? What'd you do last week? Anything fun other than decide you didn't like the show anymore and so we didn't record?
I decided to start binging The Office and see if I can finish it before the first of the year. Because it's going away off Netflix.
Good riddance.
Yeah. And I'm not going to subscribe to fucking Peacock.
No. I mean...
Just go fuck yourself. Oh, they're giving it away for free with seasons 1 through 3.
Oh.
And you have to pay for the rest.
Sure.
Go fuck yourself.
I mean, I'd subscribe to all of those before I'd go back to Netflix at this point.
I mean, whatever.
I don't understand why you're still paying for Netflix. What's left? Okay, once The Office is gone...
Cobra Kai season 3 is coming out.
Yeah.
I need to see it.
Yeah.
The first 2 seasons were awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm serious.
I believe it.
It's fucking good.
Karate Kid was fine.
There's still a lot of good stuff. I mean...
Karate Kid 3 was the only good one.
Shut the fuck up. Shut all the way the fuck up.
Karate Kid 3 is the only good Karate Kid movie.
No!
It's got the hot redhead.
You know who that is, right?
No.
It's fucking...
It's been a while. I know who it is, but yeah, it's been a while.
The chick who played a dude in that one movie?
No, it isn't.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank's in the next Karate Kid. That's Karate Kid 4, dummy.
Oh, is that 4?
Jesus.
Does 3 still have Danielson in it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one where him and Mr. Miyagi open a bonsai tree shop, and he goes and digs up the bonsai tree Mr. Miyagi planted on the side of the cliff when they first moved to America, and then the Cobra Kai guy's cousin or something is the villain.
Jesus, I've never seen that.
And he breaks the fucking bonsai tree, and Mr. Miyagi's mad.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You should watch it. It's great.
Is it?
I don't know. It's Karate Kid 3. It's
terrible is what it is. So
they're all terrible. They're bad movies.
Did you listen to last week's Dick Show?
Yeah, I listen to it every week.
Where he's talking about City Slickers?
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm just like, huh. So I'm not the only one who thinks like that.
Fun fact. I've never seen City Slickers. I'd never planned to.
It's not good.
I don't like Billy Crystal.
He's fine. But yeah,
as far as I can remember,
why you wouldn't like him.
The only person in the movie I do like is,
Daniel Stern.
Yeah. Is that the guy from
Marv?
Yeah. Marv is amazing.
I mean,
I like that actor,
I guess.
He does a lot of things I've enjoyed.
All his fucking roles are stupid, goofy roles.
Kinda. Yeah.
Like he's a pitching coach in Major League. Or not Major League, but Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, oh, I wouldn't watch Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year is a great movie.
I guess I like him in Very Bad Things.
Yeah, so you should watch Rookie of the Year.
All right, that's the same thing,
it's
right?
It's a fun movie.
It's about a bunch of guys who go to Vegas and a bachelor party, but baseball instead, and then kill a hooker? Rookie of the Year?
No.
Oh, then it's nothing. Why would Very Bad Things have anything to do with it?
I don't know.
Fuck, I watched Home Alone again, because I watch it every year.
Mm-hmm.
That scene where he puts the spider on his face is the realest scream. It's the realest, rawest emotion ever captured on camera by a Hollywood production. Like, he screams a bunch in that movie, Marv does, getting hit in the face, getting stepping on nails,
yeah,
falling down. But, like, listen to all of his other screams and then listen to the actual real-life terror in his fucking yelp when the spider touches his face. Like, oh, this guy's actually genuinely terrified of that spider.
I finished watching The Mandalorian Season 2.
How's that show?
It's fantastic. It's the best thing Star Wars has ever done.
Well, that's... All right.
Like... So, you know, Star Wars, big branching universe, all these movies. There's like 20 movies at this point.
Yeah, something like that.
None of them hold a fucking candle to this show. Like,
really?
I mean, the production value is great just because it's a fucking Disney product now.
Yeah.
But, like, the writing is so fucking good.
Really?
The first season has a couple of kind of dumb episodes in it.
Yeah.
Like, really just those, you know, like, just dumb filler episodes, it felt like.
Right.
Season two doesn't have those, really. God damn, it's fucking good.
All right.
So you should totally watch that.
Maybe I'll check it out sometime. Yeah, I mean, probably not, but...
You will.
I doubt it.
You're going to. You're going to start this week.
Oh, am I?
I have a feeling.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'm... I mean, even so, I doubt I'll ever watch it.
You're definitely going to watch it.
Just don't care.
You do.
I'm kind of done with...
You should care.
I think I don't like television anymore.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Unless it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ.
Or Bob's Burgers.
You should watch it. It's really good.
Or Impractical Jokers. If I can't ignore it, I don't really want to watch it anymore.
It's really good.
I believe you that it's good. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
It even has some pretty good special guests in it. Bill Burr's in it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. You should watch it.
Does he fucking put his kids through the fucking wall?
No. He does kill a bunch of people, but... Yeah.
Right on. I watched a movie.
Yeah, what movie?
I watched Wonder Woman 84 yesterday.
I've heard not great things about it.
It's fine. It continues to be the only thing in the DCEU that's not unwatchable.
That doesn't say a whole lot, though.
No. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Okay. It was goofy as shit. It was dumb. Like, it was intentionally dumb as fuck. It leaned into being set in the 80s in every way possible. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's all bright colors. Like, her Wonder Woman outfit is fucking bright red and blue this time.
Yeah.
Which I like.
So the muted fucking...
The muted bronzed fucking shit is gone. It was...
Good.
Bright. Everything is like neon and ridiculous 80s fashion. But it's also just like, it was like campy, like her fucking like doing ridiculous, like not even well done CGI flips, but like just silly over the top shit. Like a little kid got in the way and she grabs a little kid and throws her into a pile of teddy bears. And it was very silly and kind of lighthearted in a way that none of those movies are. And
yeah,
and leaned all the way into being dumb comic book bullshit. Like,
which is what they should be.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is all stupid as fuck, but absolutely shit that would have been in a Wonder Woman comic.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. Like, okay.
That's fair.
It was silly. It was silly as fuck. The villain was a wish stone. Like a guy who became a wish stone. I mean, are you going to watch this movie? Do you care if I spoil the shit out of Wonder Woman?
I would watch it.
But do you care I'll about...
watch it on your recommendation.
Do you care about mild spoilers? I'm not going to tell you the ending,
no.
But it doesn't matter. You know the ending. You know everything that's going to happen in this movie.
Fine, whatever.
The main villain it turns himself into a monkey's paw, basically.
Okay.
So he grants wishes, but he gets something back for it. And that's it. It's silly as fuck. There's a bad stand-in of Ronald Reagan. Lots of, like... A nuclear fucking proliferation between the United States and Russia, and a way, way over the top, upbeat, feel good 1980s hope for humanity ending. It's beautiful. It was dumb. It's not a good movie. It was dumb as fuck, but I enjoyed it because I'm like, yeah, this is probably what a fucking comic book movie should be.
See, that's kind of what I think gets missed by a lot of people who, like, will talk about these movies.
Yeah.
Like, I always preface when I say Star Wars is bad.
Yeah.
Star Wars is also fun.
Yes.
It's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
They're not good. It's not good cinema.
No.
By any fucking stretch of the imagination.
I would say this falls into that category.
Okay. That's fair.
And
that's something I'd enjoy watching.
If they made a Superman movie with this
style,
it would be fucking great.
Sure.
It would be like, yes, this is what Superman has been missing.
I think the thing DC sucks at is like Batman needs to be the way they make films.
Yes.
And they think everything else needs to be like Batman because it's their only successful fucking movie franchise is Batman because nobody gives a fuck about Superman.
They keep fucking up and not, like, if they made this movie a Superman movie, like a Superman movie like this where it's all goofy and lighthearted and he's super, like, just saccharine with the hope for humanity message in it.
Basically, if they made it like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. But then when the Justice League movie comes up, it's you trying to fuse that with Batman's grim, dark brooding, and you just kind of make it a fucking mismatched buddy cop comedy of errors, like an Odd Couple thing, with the over-the-top hopefulness of Superman.
It has to be super serial.
That's the problem. They fuck it up. That's one thing they got really, really right. In the Arrow Flash shows.
Yeah.
Because Arrow is that. Arrow is grimdark. You know, life is pain. Everybody I know is dead and fucking on drugs. And my life is bad. And I'm a murderer, I guess. And there's government plots. And then the Flash is like, I run real fast. I'm a superhero. This is fun. I'm going to run fast and punch a guy. Bam! And it's super bright and colorful. And then they have crossover episodes where it's like fucking either the Green Arrow going down to the Flash City and he's like, is everything always this fun? Or fucking the Flash going up to the Green Arrow City and he's like, Jesus, this sucks. And it's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. More of that comic book movies.
I'm trying to think. What else did I do? Nothing super. Didn't watch anything. I mean, I've watched other shit, but just nothing.
Nothing worth note?
Probably not. I don't remember what off the top of my head.
I don't even think I've watched anything else other than that. If I have, I don't remember it. I mean, I watched my Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Watched Die Hard. Watched Home Alone.
Oh, I watched the third Christmas Story.
Oh, A Christmas Story too?
Yep.
How bad was it?
As bad as you fucking can imagine.
All right.
Goddamn. It was fucking hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, whew.
I'll continue to never have seen it.
Yes. Do that. Do that thing. I'm usually like, I want to punish him by telling him something's good. I'm not going to do that to you.
I appreciate that.
It's fucking horrible. There's maybe one line in the movie I thought was kind of funny. And it was a Daniel Stern line, naturally, but yeah. I don't remember what it was. So it wasn't that fucking funny.
Yeah. Who does the narration? Do they sound even remotely like that original guy?
No.
Ugh.
No, it's bad. It's also really bad, like, the house they live in is different.
Well, yeah.
The interior of it is different.
Sure.
Like, they... Like, the staircase coming downstairs is the same.
I mean, it's not like they were going to rebuild all those sets.
I mean, they should have.
It would be too much work.
They should have.
I mean, they just shouldn't have made the movie is what That's, they should well, have done.
Yes.
They should have not made the movie.
Okay, here's the thing. I was thinking about that exact thing.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I wonder what Hollywood, like, why somebody in Hollywood is like, you know, it's a good idea. We're going to make a sequel to that movie. That was a really successful movie. Everybody loves it.
Wait, Christmas so classic. Are they supposed to be the same family?
Yes.
So the dad is the old man and the kid is Ralphie.
Yep. And Randy's the little brother.
Didn't that come out in like
2016?
Okay. So here's where they fucked up. If they're going to make a new Christmas Story, why not have Ralphie get that actor back? He's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And have him be the dad and have it be that movie, but with him as the dad trying to, you know,
I would have made way more sense
having his new son.
That might have been better.
Doing whatever, wanting whatever kids want in 2016.
Yeah, because like
to be a YouTube star.
You remember the dad in the original?
Yeah, well, I mean, I watched it two days ago.
Yeah, so like
he's standing next to my lamp forever.
Yes. It seemed like kind of a normal dad.
Yeah.
Just trying to save some money.
We are going out to eat.
Well, Daniel Stern's version of him, he's kind of a gump.
Okay.
And like, he's like, he refuses to spend money on anything, like, to the point where, like, it's what creates the conflict in the movie, and it's really fucking dumb.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like, he refuses to pay 22 cents a pound for a turkey and decides to go ice fishing for 4 days to try to catch dinner for Christmas.
Except for, like, the whole plot of the first movie is how much he loves Christmas turkey and how looking forward to it he was.
Right.
And that's why it was such a tragedy when the dogs ate it.
Yeah. Well.
And everybody's like, oh, he's going to be real mad. And instead he just goes.
This sequel was really dumb.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nobody should watch it. Ever. Never.
I won't.
It should be deleted from the history, from the annals of time.
They should Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind it out of existence. Oh my
god. Or Men in Black it out of existence. There you go. Fuck, dude. It was so bad. I don't know.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
It is stupid. It was stupid. It's very stupid. No, seriously though, I want you to watch. You're gonna have a subscription to Disney Plus. I want you to watch The Mandalorian because it's not very long.
All right,
it's like 8 episodes a season.
All right, I'll watch the bad dumb show about dumb things that I hate, like Star Wars. Ugh, Star Wars is dumb for dummies.
Okay. I saw a bunch of posts of people crying at the end of it.
Yeah,
and I don't get that
because they're babies.
Don't understand it, Trevor.
Well, I'll watch it.
I need you to come back to me and tell me why I'm wrong or why they're just idiots.
Okay. All right. Now that it's a homework assignment, I'm in.
Perfect. Also, then we could talk about it and how hot Gina Carano is.
And Gina Carano is fucking hot. That's for sure.
So I was at my in-laws and
just looking at pictures of Gina Carano on your phone in the corner.
Her uncle was saying, I guess that's his favorite character in the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, she's the best. And her mom was like, yeah, but I heard she's a transphobe and nobody on the set likes her. I'm like, if by transphobe you mean she doesn't want naturally born men to fight women in mixed martial arts, yes, she's a transphobe.
She thinks maybe it's wrong for men to hit a woman ever, even if they've become a woman.
Right.
Which is reasonable.
No, not in 2020, apparently. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
Fuck. I don't think somebody who was born a man has just been taking fucking steroid blockers or whatever blockers for the last 5 years should be able to go into combat sports with a female.
Yeah. Well, why do you hate women?
I don't.
Why do you hate women, Colin?
Yeah, I know. I guess that's...
Let women beat each other up. I personally think we should go scorched earth with it and get away with gendered sports entirely.
Yeah, so women will never win again.
Right. That'll be fair.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't be fair, but it would be funny.
If you don't believe in elimination of gendered sports, you're a sexist because you don't think women are equal to men.
Tulsi Gabbard was pushing forward a bill to try to protect...
Man, I watched the video of her talking about, like, voting against the...
Oh, my God. It reminded me of Ron Paul.
She's so hot.
I know.
Like, damn. Yeah, talk to me about fucking taxation. Tell me taxation is theft, baby.
she's a lot like Ron Paul. I really like it. People will wonder why I... I shared that video, and I had somebody who was like, I didn't know she ran for president. I'm like, I know. The media didn't want you to know either.
Yeah.
They did their job, didn't they?
Because she would have been good at it instead of a bad at it.
Yep.
Like every other option.
And I don't think we'd be having this big contestation of the fucking election.
I like the people who are like...
She'd have just won.
Well, I might have said this on the air, so I'm not going to repeat a joke, but I'm just saying... Hashtag not my president.
I guess.
Oh, fuck. The amount of people I see online like, ugh, you just got to accept the election results. I'm like, you motherfuckers have spent the last 4 years wearing genitals on your head shouting not my president.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Look, man. Things only matter when it matters to them.
I want a genital hat. I want a Trump genital hat.
It's like facts are only relevant when...
I just want a big set of balls on my head, Colin.
Facts are only relevant when they benefit me.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't.
Everybody is stupid, is what I'm saying.
Yes, they are. Everybody's very stupid.
If you voted, you're stupid.
I mean, I voted.
Yeah.
I voted for Kanye, though.
I voted, too.
Did you vote for Kanye?
No, I voted for, Joe Jorgensen. I voted for Joe Jorgensen. Don't care about her.
Okay. Just
care about getting that 5% so they can get government funding.
Yeah, sure.
That's all I care about.
That whole system needs to be burnt down and changed.
Yes, it does.
So anyway, I keep seeing people blaming Trump for not wanting to, saying, I'm not going to sign the fucking, the spending bill that you're putting out.
I hope he doesn't, because
we're, I know,
so many.
I know he shouldn't.
I'm split on it. On the one side, I don't want him to do it because it's a fucking,
it's a mess.
It's a mess. On the other hand, I really want the provision to go through that would make it a felony to stream.
So that thing doesn't target consumers. It targets companies that...
It targets streamers. Anybody who streams video games with licensed music in them would be felons.
No, I thought it was... I thought it was services.
No. That's a different thing.
Really?
Yeah, the provision he put in would make it illegal for you to stream licensed content.
First of all, what the fuck?
Basically, all it does is makes DMCA violations a felony.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So anybody who gets a DMCA strike is also going to prison.
I wonder who had their hand in that one. Couldn't have been Hollywood. Good job, Hollywood.
I hope it happens. I hope it happens, because you know what happens if that happens? YouTube crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon's Twitch thing crumble. Everything. Streaming dies. That's the fucking inevitable heat death of the internet, Colin. I want it to pass so bad. Trump, sign this bill so the internet can die.
The internet.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit. I saw this. It's like, because people are like, Trump is raging and he won't sign this bill. Because he was like, make a provision for $2,000. Also, get rid of some of the shitty spending you have in there.
Yeah.
Because you're spending money on shit we shouldn't be spending fucking money on.
Yeah.
I'm like, but my
$600.
But we need to send $1.4 billion to the Smithsonian. Why?
Because my $600, Colin.
What the fuck, man?
I need my $2.
And then somebody's like, oh, yeah, the money given to foreign countries, it's only so much. I'm like, it's not just about that.
Is it zero? Then it's too much.
Yeah, right. They should be paying us money.
Yeah.
It's like billions of dollars.
Oh, so it's not zero.
In foreign aid. Billions were sent. We said 1.4 to like Egypt.
It should be zero.
There's money being sent to like Afghanistan for gender studies.
Well, I mean, Afghanistan really needs gender studies. They don't understand that. Look, if anything I've learned about Afghanistan recently is true, they didn't pay attention to that women can't drive. So they need to get back on that and study up, because they fucked up. God, am I right, guys? I support that.
Anyway, I just keep seeing people like, this guy just doesn't, he doesn't care about you. I'm like, first of all, it's got to get out of Congress.
Yeah.
And then it's got to get through the Senate. Like,
it already did, the $600 one. It's just waiting for him to sign it. And he's like, nah, fam.
It went through Congress? Senate? I thought the Senate blocked it.
No, said, the Senate blocked the addendum that Trump demanded.
Oh, really? The extra money?
The extra money, yeah.
Perfect.
All the Republicans are like, that's no more extra money. I'm like, well, cool. Idiots.
Yeah, they want extra money for suing, you know, Twitch streamers.
Yes, 100%.
What the fuck? God damn, both parties need to just explode and die. They're fucking terrible.
So I voted for Joe Jorgensen.
Too many fucking old idiots. That's the biggest problem of it. It's fucking old people.
Yeah.
Stop voting for fucking geriatrics.
Yeah.
Septuagenarian. Ugh.
Nancy Pelosi's shambling corpse.
There's no fucking reason somebody over the age of 70 needs to be in fucking elected office.
Mitch McConnell's weird rotting off face.
Mitch McConnell looks like fucking, oh shit, he looks like a Star Wars monster.
He looks like Dana Carvey in Master of Disguise when he's dressed up as a turtle.
Do Turtle, turtle.
Why not turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
That movie's so stupid.
Dude, that movie is the worst movie I've ever seen in a theater.
Oh, you must not have gone to see Dark Knight Rises in the theater.
No, I stand by what I said.
Fuck.
Goddamn. Master Disguise was a fucking abomination. I didn't...
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I didn't see it in the theater. That's I did. For fucking sure.
I did.
Jesus.
Like Dana Carvey. He's funny.
He is. That didn't look funny.
No. But hey. What do you... Look.
You saw the fucking preview. It was like, turtle, turtle.
Yeah.
That's what
he's
you,
like,
that's
turtle, what... turtle. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
dressed up like a turtle.
It's kind of like Little Nicky. When the part where he was playing the Chicago record. Oh, Chicago is awesome.
Right. Oh, wait. Maybe Little Nicky. Oh, no, I didn't see that in the theater. Ah.
Little Nicky was fucking bad.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Like, in the pantheon of Adam Sandler films... That might be number two worst.
Yeah.
The fucking Western one was the worst.
Right.
That movie is just AIDS cancer.
Mm, what about Jack and Jill?
Never saw it.
Well, that one might be the worst because it's so bad you haven't watched it.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, he plays himself named Jack and his sister named Jill.
Oh, God damn it.
He's him and his sister. He's him and his twin sister.
That sounds great.
It's a laugh riot.
It's a laugh riot. fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
It's like at some point he really just had to stop.
But he didn't.
Because people keep paying him to make bad movies.
Hey, I will.
People keep going to watch them like me. Wait, I'm the problem. I'm the cause of the issue.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey, oh, fuck. Good for him, though, because he keeps getting, like, all of his friends, like, vacations yeah. to dumb places to make bad movies, so good on him. Good on him. Let me see. I think I had some things saved.
I have something saved.
Oh, let's see what you have saved, because I might not have anything saved.
I have a letter to read.
A letter?
A letter.
That sounds official.
J.R.R. Tolkien's response to German Nazi authorities inquiring whether he's of Aryan descent before authorizing the publication of The Hobbit in Germany.
Wait, start over?
J.R.R. Tolkien's response to German Nazi authorities inquiring whether he's of Aryan descent before authorizing the publication of The Hobbit in Germany.
Is that book that old?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. 25 July 1938. Dear sirs, thank you for your letter. I regret... that I am not clear as to what you intend by Irish. I am not of Aryan extraction. That is Indo-Iranian. As far as I am aware, none of my ancestors spoke Hindustani, Persian, Gypsy, or any related dialects. But if I am to understand that you are inquiring whether I am of Jewish origin, I can only reply that I regret that I appear... to have no ancestors of that gifted people. My great-great-grandfather came to England in the 18th century from Germany. The main part of my descent is therefore purely English, and I am an English subject, which should be sufficient. I have been accustomed, nonetheless, to regard my German name with pride, and continue to do so throughout the period of the late regrettable war, in which I served in the English army. I cannot, however, forbear to comment that if impertinent and irrelevant inquiries of this sort are to become the rule in matters of literature, then the time is not far distant when a German name will no longer be a source of pride. Your inquiry is doubtless made in order to comply with the laws of your own country, but that this should be held to apply to subjects of another state would be improper, even if it had, as it has not, any bearing whatsoever on merits of my work or its sustainability for publication, of which you appear to have satisfied yourselves without reference to my abstemung. I trust you will find this reply satisfactory. No, and they found it fucking annoying, and I hope they didn't publish your stupid book. Shut the fuck up, Tolkien.
Did
you write too many goddamn words? It's not Dawson's Creek. Fuck!
I was waiting for the part of the story where everybody clapped.
And everybody... I've tried, Like, the Lord of the Rings stories are great. Those books are so fucking hard to read because he's so wordy, unnecessarily wordy.
Yeah.
I know he was a linguist. I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't get it. I don't understand how those books got popular.
Maybe
people were just using stupid long sentences back then. I don't know.
The world they craft is so fucking deep.
It is. I know.
Fuck. I get it. I've read them once. It's not a book I'll ever read again, though.
No.
Like, I reread a lot of books that I like. That's not one of them.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But it's good to know that, like, when writing letters to the Nazis, he's going to lecture the Nazis into not being Nazis.
Right.
Good job, idiot. Man.
Okay, I can delete that note.
I've got a stupid story here that says a thing. It's totally unrelated to anything. That says a thing I've been saying for years.
Mm-hmm.
Some actress, I don't know who she is, Carrie Mulligan. She calls out Variety Review that said she wasn't hot enough for a role.
Okay.
Apparently,
I agree. She's not hot enough for a role.
Okay. I don't know who she is.
Maybe she'll call us out and give us some props.
She was some movie called Promising Young Woman. I don't know. Apparently she's some fucking chick in a movie getting laid or something. I don't know. The crux of it is Variety's like, why didn't this role go to someone hotter like Margot Robbie, who people would believe could get laid? But she makes the point I'm like that I've been making forever about modern movies and modern television, that people are too hot in movies and television.
They are. And they're unrelatable.
Yeah. So I agree with this. Like, yes, an average-looking chick would get laid all the time in the real world, so please make that movie with her.
Yeah.
Because fucking Margot Robbie doesn't... I've never met anyone as hot as Margot Robbie.
I've met people, but they're not... They don't talk to me.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just the entire cast of The League... Well, the women anyway. The men are all fucking chuds.
Yeah.
Like, people like that don't exist in the real world.
No.
But it's also been my problem with like superhero movies, I'm fine with it because, yeah, you're supposed to be fucking... supreme.
Maybe that's a good reason why, you know, I could really identify with The Office.
Yes. That was like the one good thing I had to say about it. I'm like, "Oh, all these people are
normal people. They're who you'd expect to see at one of these places."
Even the hot office chick is like she's average. She's cute, but, you know,
she's like a Scranton 8.
Yeah.
In New York 5.
Yes. She's like, "Oh, she looks like a human. Her teeth aren't like, perfect. Her teeth aren't veneers."
When I went to BlizzCon in 2009.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was so long ago. We went to eat a couple of places, and, like, just the waitresses there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just fucking gorgeous.
Like...
I'm like, we don't see... They usually don't have teeth
where
I'm from.
My...
they God come damn. In, the cigarette smoke is, like, drafting behind them.
I guess my whole argument is... In 1986, Bill Murray was a heartthrob.
Mm-hmm.
That man has more fucking acne scars on his face than he has face.
Yes. Yeah, but he was funny. So
that's not the point. The point was he was the handsome Ghostbuster.
I know. Yeah, I know. But he was the funniest.
And he wouldn't get a job today as anything other than the fat friend.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And that's what's wrong with Hollywood today.
I think it's great, though, because it's us.
Like,
it's us creating these impossible standards and not just, you know, some fucking dickheads making movies.
Yeah, like Sigourney Weaver was the hottest chick in the world in that movie.
I mean, Sigourney Weaver is pretty fucking
She's
hot.
Really hot, but like, she looks...
She's a good look. She's like...
But she looks human, is my point.
Yeah, I get it.
Gal Gadot is... stunning.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
She doesn't look human anymore.
But, you know, she's Wonder Woman.
But she's Wonder Woman, so it works. It's perfect. But
also, what's her face? The original Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yes.
What's her name?
Fuck. I knew it yesterday.
I can't remember. I can see her face. I saw somebody post this yesterday, and I just had to, save it. Okay, so I know it's been 22 years, but I finally sat down tonight and watched The Matrix. Someone gave me the box set like 6 months ago, and I finally got around to seeing it. I thought it was a pretty cool movie, right up to the point where Neo got saved by a true love's first kiss. Yeah. I was like, are you Snow White?
Yes.
I can't believe all this time and how over the years I've heard so many people talk about this movie and no one ever mentioned how incredibly dorky it is.
It's like, about a guy who lives in a computer. What do you mean you didn't know it was dorky?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's Snow White.
It's fucking 1999 Tron. But what do you mean you're surprised it's dorky?
But it's Snow White.
Yeah.
It's again, yesterday when you guys were talking about the Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah.
Love story shoved down your throat when you don't need them.
Yeah.
Why did movies do that so much?
That was the problem with the first three Batman movies.
The only time it ever was like enjoyable.
And the last three Batman movies.
The love story in Deadpool is great.
Well, it was the plot.
I know.
So it worked.
But like the love story, the Thor movies,
yeah,
go fuck yourself. It's stupid, completely unnecessary.
Yes, it's unnecessary in almost every movie,
unless it's Spider-Man.
Yes,
because that's Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Spider-Man is his relationship with fucking Mary Jane.
Yeah, and how he balances being Spider-Man and trying to bang Mary Jane.
Yes, and that also that one supermodel chick, that other chick that he bangs.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Is that her name? I don't know.
Which movie?
No, not the movie. It's like in the comics. There's another chick he gets with Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy? Oh, Gwen Stacy was his high school girlfriend before Mary Jane.
Oh, okay.
Who then is murdered by the Green Goblin.
Oh, okay.
So you know that scene in the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie where like Gwen Stacy or where fucking Mary Jane is dangling and the train is dangling? I guess that's how it worked in the comics, except for Spider-Man shot his web to save Gwen Stacy after, you know, fucking the Green Goblin threw her and the web snapped her neck.
Ow.
Yeah. Spoilers for a comic book from like 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
The death of Gwen Stacy. And then Mary Jane came in.
So, is this true that they're going to do another Spider-Man movie? It's going to be like Into the Spider-Verse, but with like all the Sony Spider-Mans?
That's the rumor.
Because that sounds kind of cool.
That's the rumor.
That actually doesn't sound terrible.
What's really weird is...
I really like Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
I agree. It's.
I didn't watch any of the Andrew Garfield ones, though.
Neither did I, because it looked bad.
Yeah, they did.
What's really weird is that's also what the Flash movie is, except for with Batmans. So the Flash movie is going to have a bunch of Batmans in it, including Michael Keaton. Shut the fuck up. No, seriously.
But Val Kilmer.
Probably isn't going to have Val Kilmer. Because, you know.
He's my favorite one.
He's really fat and can't speak.
He's my favorite one.
That's fine.
Actually, because doesn't he have like a voice box?
Maybe. I mean, I guess
he could just be the Christian Bale Batman.
Fuck you.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, what's really sad is they can't put, you know, Adam Wee in it, but...
Well, you know. They can.
I would be okay with them digitally Adam CG Westing it up.
Adam Westing it? Oh, my God. Fuck. I'm kind of excited about this. These ideas.
Yeah.
These sound kind of fun. I mean, it's just... they're going to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
But it's total fucking...
Everything in the DC except for Wonder Woman has been bad.
It's total fan service nostalgia boner shit.
The one knock I do have on the Wonder Woman movie is they didn't play the Wonder Woman theme enough.
Really?
I think it was only in there twice. That fucking dope ass guitar riff, fucking what violin squeaky, whatever the fuck that sound is that fucking whenever she shows up. Ugh, it's so good. It's the only good recognizable superhero theme since fucking Batman. Since Batman in 1989.
Hmm.
Remember, like, when Superman came out in the 70s?
I don't.
Remember, Colin, in 1978?
Wasn't alive.
But you remember the Superman movies.
Yes,
the Christopher Reeve ones.
Unfortunately.
You remember the theme song?
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember it right off the top of my head to hum it, but everybody knows it as soon as you heard it. You know, I always get it. Whenever I try to do it, I always just sing Indiana Jones instead because they're similar because they're both John Williams. But everybody knows the Superman theme.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the fucking 89 Batman theme. You know? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows these iconic themes. Name one theme song from a Marvel movie or from a new DC movie. Other than the Wonder Woman one. Fucking 25 Marvel movies and no distinct fucking music out of any of it. The only distinct piece of music in the entire Justice League movie is at one point they play a chunk of the Danny Elfman Batman theme.
Oh, really?
When Batman shows up. Hmm. And other than that, there is no, like, fucking... I guess the Joker in Batman in The Dark Knight, the Joker had that... It was just that one whistle that just got increasingly louder and more high-pitched for, like, 5 minutes. So the Joker had a really great theme in The Dark Knight. But, like, the music in all of these movies has been so fucking just bland and...
Well, so much of it depended on...
cookie cutter.
Actual, like, you know, like, licensed music for their soundtrack. That's...
Yeah.
You know, especially, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. That was...
Really that was all licensed. That's fine. And that's fine if you want to go that route, but, like, man, I miss iconic themes. Like the Jurassic Park theme, and the fucking Indiana Jones theme, and the Star Wars theme, and
yeah.
And even fucking the remakes got Duel of the Fates. Like, has there been a movie in the last 20 years that had an iconic theme like that? And all these superhero movies that should?
Lord of the Rings is the last one I can really think of.
There you go. I think you're right.
It uses the Henry Mancini.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, sorry.
Wow.
I guess there's the last one that I know of is Inception.
Never saw Inception.
No, but you've heard the
probably
because everybody stole it.
That's more of a sound effect, though, isn't it?
No, it's a fucking it turns into like a piece of music, but the boom is the iconic part.
Gotcha.
And that's the last piece of iconic music that I'm aware of. And that was just, you're right, it's just the sound that's iconic, not the whole theme. But other than that, yeah, the Lord of the Rings theme is probably the last instantly recognizable iconic movie theme. And it's just not a thing they do anymore.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Never really thought about it.
I do because I really like movie scores.
Yeah.
And they stopped doing good ones.
I don't think they do. I don't think they stop doing good ones, but they
stop doing iconic ones.
They stop focusing.
I mean, there's nothing as good as there's nothing that'll be like, fuck yeah, everything is awesome right this second as the Jurassic Park theme.
Yeah,
and they're fucking flying in. You're like, oh, this is majestic, instantly recognizable, instantly identifiable. Everything now is just fucking milk, just fucking vanilla.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
It is weird.
Maybe John Williams retired and I just never paid attention. Maybe that's why it is. Or died. Is John Williams dead?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Has Danny Elfman done the score of a movie in 20 years?
Yes. I think he did a movie very recently.
The Beetlejuice theme, the Pee-wee's Big Adventure theme.
Yeah.
Shit, even the fucking Honey I Shrunk the Kids theme was fucking great.
I don't recall the Honey I Shrunk the Kids.
You'd know it if you heard it because Danny Elfman is a national treasure. That's all I got. You want some emails?
Yes.
That's all I got about movie themes. I didn't even have that movie theme rant prepared. I don't know where it came from. But we've got three males. Colin?
Three males. Are they from females?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's from a female. The first one isn't. It is from Maddie Askins, our boy, who, if I haven't plugged it yet, has a new book out called Orphans Right. I haven't read it all yet. I read the first couple chapters, then I got distracted by Warhammer 40,000 books.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his fault. I just...
Sure.
I'm just obsessed with Warhammer 40,000 since the new edition came out, so I'm reading this really fucking fat Warhammer 40,000 book, and then I'm going to get back into finishing his book. It seems to be about a werewolf knight.
Okay.
I mean, it's a knight who's a werewolf.
Sure.
Why not the Warhammer one, his book.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt's okay. book.
Oh.
It's about a knight who's a werewolf.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you read his first one?
I haven't.
What a fucking loser.
I have it. I did pay for it.
Yeah.
I did support him. I just haven't read it.
Did you buy a second book?
Not yet.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I need to do it.
I would understand if you don't like us anymore because Colin doesn't support your endeavors.
I just don't read books.
Yeah, you can still buy them. They're not expensive.
I will. Ugh. Jeez.
God.
Oh, my God.
Support our one loyal fan.
Hold on. I'm buying it right now.
Are you really?
Yep.
What a good... All right, good. I'm going to read his email while you buy his book. It's called Orphan's Right. Buy it on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon. I think you can get it digital on Kindle if I'm not retarded.
I don't want it. I want...
No, I'm just telling our fans that they want it. And I think his first book has the audiobook that I refuse to do out now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you want to listen to his first book, I think that's out now, but I'm not 100% on that.
Kindle version's only $5.99.
Well, there you go. I mean, the fucking full version was only, I think, 12 or 15. $12.99. I don't know. Yeah. I'm a couple chapters into it before I got distracted by Imperial Guard books. Anyway, he says, all that to say, he says, Star Trek. Here's some things about TNG, my lickable little lads. Lwaxana Troi is the worst, bar none. I'd rule out every episode she's featured in if I were compiling a list.
Kywin's way better, way worse.
Kywin is way worse. Yeah. I was when I was a kid, like, she's annoying as shit, but I always enjoyed Lwaxana Troi episodes when I was a kid because she's fucking funny and
yeah,
and she makes Picard nervous, which just doesn't happen. And I always found that entertaining as a kid. Deanna Troi is boring. Oh, I think you're just racist against fucking Beta Zeds.
But she's got them cans.
She's got them. She's fucking hot.
She got them titties.
There's that one episode where she's wearing that fucking see-through white thing with no bra.
I know. Mm. Nipples.
Jesus.
Yeah, buddy.
The pacing comes to a grinding halt every time she opens her mouth. It takes 20 minutes for her to opine about anything, not to mention the accent and the delivery of that horrid accent. The best thing about that accent is it changes. Like, it's real thick and dumb in the first season, and like it just gradually becomes like just a normal, weird British accent from whatever it was in season one, where she sounds like she's eating her own tongue while talking. Yeah. She sounds like if Tommy Wiseau dropped acid and then was kicked in the groin right after. The only episode that I mildly enjoyed her in was season 6, episode 14, Face of the Enemy. That episode was sweet.
She became she was dressed up like the fucking Romulan.
Oh, yeah. That is a great episode, too.
Good episode.
Also the episode where she's wearing the nipples.
Where she's got nipples. Where she's wearing the nipples.
That episode is pretty good.
Ah, she's hot. I don't mind her.
Yeah.
She's not my favorite character for sure.
No, but she's great.
She's a counselor. Why the fuck would she be your favorite character?
She's just poorly used because, like, they put in this psychic, and then they're like, well, fuck, if we have a psychic in this episode, it's just like she's going to know the answer to the plot instantly. So just pretend like she doesn't exist.
Right.
Or for some reason her power doesn't work, or she can't get a read on them. So she's useless most of the time.
Yeah.
And then there's the one episode where she can read the Romulan's emotions two star systems away. And it's like, what? All right. Season 5, episode 2, Darmok is an incredible episode. Agree. An alien race that speaks in nothing but allegory? Come on now. People should burn their Cards Against Humanity sets and just spend an evening speaking to Marion instead.
Darmok against humanity.
Who am I kidding? The kind of people who own Cards Against Humanity would rather watch water boil Shaka when the toilet's flushed. People already kind of speak like this online. It's kind of just memes. They just do it in pictographs.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate Cards Against Humanity, by the way.
It was really funny if you were really drunk, like two or three times. If you were really drunk That's and playing it. With the right people.
And now it's an excuse for woke liberals to be racist.
Yeah, because they can't just make racist jokes, so they just be like,
use the
big black dick, guys!
Yep. That's what it is. I'm like, it's not funny.
Yeah, it never was, it turns out.
Also, people play that game wrong.
What do you mean?
You don't play what's funny. You play your fucking audience.
Oh, yeah. That's why I always won.
I know.
I don't know
if I won. Usually did pretty good.
But yeah, yeah. You don't play what's funny.
Always takes a couple of turns to figure it out. And then you're like, oh,
I got to play what these idiots think is funny. Yes. Even when it's not.
Right.
One time I played the card Bukkake. I don't remember what the setup card was. But nobody I was playing with knew what a Bukkake was. And I'm like, oh, I am in the wrong. Like, I do not belong in this group of people. These people are sheltered children that I should not be around.
Goddamn.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. If you don't know what multiple dicks busting nuts on somebody's face is,
yeah,
don't want to talk to you.
Don't want to talk to you. I got nothing to say to you.
Gross.
Season 4, episode 23, The Host. If it would have followed Netflix's 1-to-3 lesbian ratio, then Crusher would have totally banged that lady with the drill inside her at the end. I don't know what Netflix's 1-to-3 lesbian ratio is, but...
I don't either.
Crusher banging the trill lady would have been hot.
Yeah. Crusher was hot.
Jordy should have never taken his eye thing off. Man, I'm going to go buy a hair clippy and spray paint it gold, and that's going to be my new thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You start wearing that?
Yeah, oh, I think nice. So. How fucking cool is Jordy's visor, man?
It's pretty awesome.
What a cool thing. I want to go blind in the future.
I do like in First Contact when he's not wearing it anymore.
Yeah.
And they like zoom in on his eyes. It's like,
we got the little fucking
zooming in and mechanical fucking scanning. I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He got implants because it's the fucking 23rd century and they didn't already have that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, they had the cool visor thing.
Yeah, I know. Just kind of dumb.
I always got the impression that they had mostly eliminated blindness through fucking, what do they call that?
Abortion?
Yeah, but what did the Nazis call it?
I don't remember.
Oh, you idiot.
Oh, I'm the idiot because I don't remember it?
Yeah, because you don't remember what, genetic manipulation
for superior
breeding.
Yeah, genetic engineering.
No, there's a eugenics?
I mean, eugenics predates the Nazis, but okay.
Mimsy writes in. She says, go buy Matt's book. She says, an email, I guess. I don't really remember what y'all talked about last week. Neither do we. It was 2 weeks ago. And you were probably referring to 3 weeks ago. Colin, you and Ben should be besties. I think she's saying, Colin, you and Ben should be besties.
I know.
Also, you're always welcome to come over and have whiskey and sushi.
Nice.
Let's go right now. And then we're going to just hold this email up at the door like an invitation. Like, where's my sushi, motherfucker? Specifically
they
says.
They do live very close to one of the best sushi places in town, so that's cool.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's not all you can eat sushi,
it's
though.
It's not, because it's good sushi.
I will sacrifice a little bit of quality for a lot of sushi.
I guess.
On the topic of Tom Osborne and doped up Huskers, I guess that's what we talked about a few weeks ago. It's so clear our kids don't do any of that shit anymore because we look tiny against shitty teams like Northwestern. I definitely said that.
Yes.
I don't know if Scott Frost is the best guy for our team, and frankly, I think he's a bit immature, but we can't let him go. I agree we need a homegrown guy. Bo Pelini isn't doing good at LSU either. I think getting rid of him was not our catalyst. That was firing Frank Solich. I've been saying that for years to people, that getting rid of Frank Solich was the worst fucking mistake we ever made. Bringing in Callahan destroyed our fucking franchise.
Yeah, it did.
Like, we were a dynasty, and
we had a bad season under Solich.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad. It was like 9-3 or 9-4.
No, it wasn't. It was like 5-7.
Solich didn't have a losing season. Yes, he did. I'm going to look up Solich's record after this. Tom Osborne is an old fuddy-duddy who knows how to move politically. Well, he doesn't know how to move that well politically because he fucking lost every election. Because he was a Republican who lost his fucking his bid for the House in like fucking Western Nebraska.
Right.
You're offered $10,000 to beat Michael Jordan 1v1, but in the game of your choice, what game do you pick?
The game, Michael Jordan, game of my choice?
Yeah, you get to, you get $1,000. You get $10,000 if you beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one in whatever game you choose. What game would you choose? There's a funny answer.
Cribbage.
Okay, are you good at cribbage?
I mean, it's kind of a chance game, but yeah, I'm decent.
I was going to say baseball because he was bad at that.
Yeah, problem is he'd be way better than both of us at
it. It's a joke. The real answer is, of course.
Frank Solich had a 7-7 season. That was his. That was.
Yeah.
So.
What was his regular season? Because 7-7 includes bowl game and shit like that. So that doesn't count. I'm guessing 7-6 or 7-5. Still a winning season. You're offered, I think Counter-Strike is what I would 1v1 him in. Because I bet Michael Jordan has never touched a mouse and keyboard.
That could be true.
Oh, StarCraft. Duh. StarCraft. I would play Michael Jordan 1v1 in StarCraft, and I would fucking 7 Roach Rush him to death. I would cheese the shit out of him in a best of 5 StarCraft 2 1-on-1. That's my answer. Why are you still on your phone? You found the answer.
I did. I was looking up the
regular season wins.
They lost the last 3 games of that season, so they were like 7-4.
Right on. Fleer got some questions for you.
For me?
For us, I guess. Oh, okay. Says, "Hey, loud neighbors, long time no write. I don't have much to say, but I'll ask some questions to give you free content. What is a common thing you've never done?" That's a, it's a, what's a common thing, I guess, is
most the, drugs.
Yeah, same, I guess. I've never smoked a marijuana.
I've done that.
I've never smoked a marijuana.
It's been a long time. That's the only thing I ever tried.
Yeah. Ugh, what a junkie.
It was fucking...
Look at this drug head.
It was not fun.
Yeah.
I did not like it.
Fair enough.
I have never...
Never have I ever.
God, I don't know what common things are, because I don't...
Yeah.
I don't, like...
What's common anymore?
Right.
But drugs is definitely one. I've never skydived.
That's not really common.
I've never bungee jumped. But
I've never done that. I never would do those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's.
What is a childhood mystery you solved years later? Oh, that there was really only one Ultimate Warrior? I was convinced everybody in like 1994 was convinced that the original Ultimate Warrior had died and had been replaced by an imposter Ultimate Warrior. And years later, I was like, oh, none of that was ever true. It was the same guy the whole time. Turns out. Turns out that was all just dumb, fair. Dumb shit that for some reason, like everybody in the world knew that rumor and believed it. Like it was a really weird, widespread thing.
Yeah. Wrestling rumors were pretty weird back then.
Isn't it? Like, stop and think about shit from the 80s and 90s. How did everybody know things? Like, how did everybody
word
know?
Of mouth.
How did everybody in the world know where the warp whistles were? Word of mouth
and magazines knew what?
The warp whistles in Mario 3, other than by watching that movie. Other than by watching The Wizard, how did you know where the warp whistles were?
People told me.
But where did those people find out? It's crazy.
Nintendo power.
It's crazy the things people knew.
Nintendo power.
All right, then why did everybody think the Ultimate Warrior died and was replaced by an evil Ultimate Warrior?
I don't know.
Everybody knew it.
Fucking rumors, man.
Everybody knew it to
and
be
now,
true.
Now you have the internet where that shit just proliferates
it
at
makes
fucking
sense.
Warp speed.
But it always did. I just don't understand how it used to without the internet. It's crazy.
Did you see that video I posted? The kayfabe news?
Yes. I like kayfabe news. They're funny.
It is pretty funny.
All right. One more. What is an absolute must-have in your fridge? An ice maker?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, mayonnaise.
What kind of mayo do you get?
Just mayonnaise. I get light mayonnaise lately because I'm trying to be less but fat.
Brand.
But, oh, Kraft.
Ew.
I used to just buy store brand, but one time I bought a bottle of store brand mayonnaise and it was Miracle Whip mislabeled.
Ooh.
And so I just buy Kraft because it's never been mislabeled.
Hellman's is the best.
All right, I'll try Hellman's next time.
Hellman's has a more vinegary zip to it. It's not sweet like Miracle Whip.
Okay.
Don't get it, but it's I think it's overall just a better taste in mayo.
Oh, and milk. Milk and eggs. I drink a gallon of milk every 2 days and so, I eat a carton of eggs a week.
Barbecue sauce is always in there. I mean, there's always a lot of condiments I need to have.
Yeah.
Cuz food is terrible.
Other than mayo,
condiments.
Other than mayo and mustard, I don't use a lot of condiments. But almost the only thing I almost ever eat, though, like I just eat eggs and sandwiches.
Yeah.
So I don't need a lot of condiments other than mayo and mustard.
Okay.
And mustard's good on everything.
Mustard is good on pretty much.
Put mustard on my eggs.
Pretty much everything.
It's fucking good.
I did a. What did I do last week?
I don't know. I wasn't there. You canceled on me.
Oh, that's right. I did. Yeah. We found these.
You can write in at the loudneighbors@outlook.com. Go on.
We found this stuff at the Hy-Vee a couple weeks ago. It was sausage, but in bacon form.
Oh.
It was fantastic. Sausage strips. Oh. It was fantastic.
I bought some bratwurst burgers.
Yeah.
That I'm going to grill up. I like them.
The texture's weird for
That's
me.
That's what I like. I like the snap.
Yeah.
Like when you bite into them and it's That's like, ooh, fair. There's a good snap there That's that I fair. Really appreciate.
Hmm.
Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com, facebook.com/theloudneighbors, and theloudneighbors.com. That's all I got. Got anything else?
I had a conversation. I just want to bring this up real quick.
I had
a conversation with Doria yesterday. She's talking about her favorite podcast, which is a podcast called My Favorite Murder. And it's these two California chicks who are...
First of all, you do a podcast and it's not her favorite. That's...
Oh, I know. Trust me. I'm getting to that.
Wow.
I'm getting to that.
All right.
And she said that...
Way to support your future husband.
There was some fucking quote they have. They say, fuck politeness.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And she told the backstory to it. Like one of the chicks was like pulled up to a stop sign or something. There's a panhandler.
Yeah.
And she locked her doors and felt bad about it. And she's like, yeah, but fuck politeness. I'm like, that's not really being polite.
No,
that's just not trusting people. And that's okay.
You're not
supposed to.
Right.
Like, fuck, politeness would be like, you know, you see an old lady fucking carrying too many groceries and you're like, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to trip you.
Yeah. Fuck politeness would be like if your future husband hosts one of the funniest podcasts on the internet and it's not your favorite.
Well, anyway, so I gave her shit about it not being her, that podcast not being funny.
Yeah.
And she was like, she started saying something about ours not being funny. And I'm just like... You know, like, she's like, yeah, but they have hundreds of thousands of listeners. You guys have, like, four. I was like, okay, first of all, success is not a measure of quality.
Yeah, Justin Bieber proves that.
Everything in Hollywood proves that today.
Modern rap music proves that.
Modern music proves
Fucking
that today.
Mumble rap?
Yeah. I was like, Lil Yachty sells millions of fucking albums,
right.
So I don't really wanna...
Yeah.
And those two girls, they talk like this.
Oh my God, I hate it when they do that.
It's so fucking annoying.
Tell her if she wants to listen to a good podcast about murderers to listen to Sword and Scale.
Yeah.
Sword and Scale's real good.
She might. I don't know. That's...
I was burning through Sword and Scale, which is just a guy doing... Like, he gets interviews with fucking victims and the police and experts and gets lots of access to the, you know, the 911 tapes and shit like that. And then he just kind of narrates the story or whatever. But I got to a point where I'm like, I can't handle any more fucking childs being murdered.
Yeah.
Or, like, fucking rape and murder. So I'm like, all right, I just need to find men being murdered. I can't handle men the rest of this. Just, please. Just, two kids, nope. Woman raped and murdered, nope. Fucking underground pedophile ring, nope. I can't with all this, man. It's fucking
Too much.
Too much. Just give me this. Just give me a guy who got shot in a bar fight, or like, I don't care. Just men being murdered, please. I'm fine with it. Just children being murdered. I can't fucking handle it, man.
It just depends on how many.
The one that got me, I was listening to an episode and he had a bunch of like audio clips from home videos of the victims that he was playing. So it's like these fucking 3-year-old kids just being cute and excited about shit. And I'm like, now you're going to tell me a story about how this kid is dead, was violently murdered by his parents or by his dad or whatever. I'm like, I can't, I just turned it off. I'm like, yeah. I can't listen to any more kid episodes. I just fucking can't, man.
That sounds pretty terrible.
It's a really well done show though.
I don't know. That shit kind of shit doesn't really.
Well, women don't have empathy. That's why they all love serial killer shows. That's my theory.
They don't have empathy or depth perception. So I love serial killer shows and fucking Driving Too Close.
Oh,